Triple M News.
Hi there, Erin Roan with the news update. Donald Trump has witnessed the devastation of the deadly California wildfires firsthand, touring the area in a helicopter. With 71 people confirmed dead and authorities working to locate 1,000 others, the president once again blamed forest mismanagement.
It seems that many more people are missing than anyone thought even possible, and I want to be with the firefighters and the FEMA and first responders. We will be talking about forest management. I've been saying that for a long time.
Police are investigating what they believe is a targeted shooting in Sydney's southwest. A 35-year-old man's been taken to hospital in a stable condition after being shot once in the leg at a Panania home last night. The gunman is still on the run. It comes as another man's been charged with threatening a cabbie with a firearm after he was dropped off at a Parramatta unit block. Schoolies and festival goers would have access to pill testing kits under a plan from the nation's top drug experts. It comes as six schoolies were arrested overnight on the Gold Coast, the majority for drug possession. In sport, the Wallabies have put in an impressive effort to secure a 26-7 win over Italy in their spring tour match. Marika Corabetti starred for the Aussies, crossing the line twice in the opening 40 minutes. Skipper Michael Hooper says it was a fair grind across both halves, even after losing David Pocock to concussion.
But that type of stuff builds a lot of confidence in your defence. You know, our energy was good throughout that period. You know, it wasn't clicking in one part of our game, so you know, you've got to leverage on the other. And I thought our guys did that.
The Proteas have triumphed over the Aussies in a rain-soaked T20 clash on the Gold Coast, the visitors taking a 21-run win after the match was limited to 10 overs each following a rain delay. And the Socceroos have held on for a 1-1 draw against South Korea in Brisbane. Massimo Luongo slotted through a goal to level the score just 3 minutes from the buzzer.